Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god. It took forever just to get fucking connected, and people are already waiting online. I am so sorry, guys. Let's take the first caller. You're on Lance the T with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Oh, California, are you safe?
Yes. And may I please ask you a question?
Yes.
Thank you. I am on a medical leave, and my doctor keeps extending me, thank goodness, so I can heal. Last conversation, she was very unpleasant to me, made me want to choose a whole new doctor, but I was afraid to do it because I didn't think that a new doctor, I didn't know if a new doctor would extend me, not knowing me, but all my records are in their computer. So she actually surprised me. She did extend me through January 28th, 2021, thank God. So I wonder what's going to happen. I'll be contacting her again in late January and likely be asking for an extension. Will she give it to me, or will I be forced to get a new doctor?
I'm pulling cards for you now. Okay. So right now, what's at hand is you do have the Two of Pentacles. So you're having to make sure a lot of things get done. There's an Eight of Wands here as well. So there's a lot of decisions to be made when it comes to this. Now, you do have the Six of Cups underneath that, and things does look unpleasant right now because everything going on, it seems so daunting. What is hovering above you is the Queen of Swords. So right now, the decision planning is, like, this is supposed to happen. That's why you're asking this question. I'm going to say that the Ten of Cups for your second part of your answer or your question, I think you're going to get your extension. Don't change your doctor just yet.
Right. So are you saying that when I contact her around January 25th that she's going to extend me again?
Well, I'm going to say that you have the Five of Wands, so she seems, and the Seven of Wands. I'm finishing your story here. There seems to be some more cards coming out. All right, so you do have the reverse Seven of Wands as well on top of a Five of Wands. So this is, she is becoming frustrated for some reason. I don't understand the reason for the arguing. The card is a person being yelled at by someone else. So the Five of Wands is like, you know, arguments and fighting, quarrel, you know, stuff like that. But you've got a Seven on reverse also. And the Seven of Wands is usually about faith overcoming your current obstacles. But it is reversed, so don't be incisive. And usually what this means is like to say what you feel and move on, and the situations are nowhere near resolution, so be patient. So she may not be that pleasant, but it looks like in the end you're more than likely going to get your extension. Yes, you are going to get your extension. You do have some major arcana in here as well. You have the Justice card and the Sun, so keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Do not change your doctor yet, but definitely have a plan just in case. But it looks like you're going to get extension, even though she's a little bit annoyed, I guess you could say, it looks like.
Yeah, she is. Well, it's because I'm pushing 70 and I'm not bouncing back like a 21-year-old. I have a very painful condition called spondylosis. I'm in a wheelchair. And you're right. She is frustrated. And I think that it's not appropriate. I have tons of medical supportive evidence. So, my plan is when she stops extending me, then I'll move on to a new doctor, you know, and hopefully the new doctor would extend me. So how long will she extend me when I contact her in July, in January?
All Well, I have Eight of Swords, the Hermit, and the Empress. So, in time, hours today. So, I have an eight here. I'm thinking up to 8 weeks.
So, I'm approved through January 28th. Right now.
Yeah. I'm getting the Eight of Swords, the Hermit, and the Empress. So basically, the person in control would be, you know, the authoritative, I guess. The person, you know, that would be extending you would be the Empress here. The Hermit is about taking time, breaking an unnecessary habit, taking steps to eliminate unhealthy ruts and routines, but together, yeah, I think I'm seeing up to eight weeks.
Okay. And will she extend me again after extending for the 8 weeks, or will I have to move on to a new doctor?
You're going to have to move on to a new doctor.
And will the new doctor after, will she, there's tons of medical proof out there, MRIs, et cetera. Will she approve me for this as well?
Let's see. You have the Five of Swords. You're going to have to make it happen. It's something that you're going to have to fight for. There's going to be a lot of resistance, but you have the Ace of Pentacles, and you have the Five of Swords. So basically, prepare to battle for this. It looks like he's a wounded soldier in battle, but he's still able to fight. And the Ace of Pentacles is basically the new beginning of this. This is going to be the next step, but it's going to take you actually making it happen. There's going to be a fight. The new doctor that you're going to get, you're going to have to work hard to get one that actually is going to work with you. I would have all of my T's crossed and I's dotted before I even would do that. New doctor, yes. Going to be hard, yes. You will be extended, yes, but not a second time after. The doctor seems like she's very frustrated and trying to be done with you at this point.
Mm-hmm. So I understand she wants to wash her hands of me after she extends me another 2 months when I talk to her in January. But the new doctor, will the new doctor ultimately extend me? I understand I'm going to have to push for this, but will she ultimately extend me?
It looks to be that it will be a fight, but eventually after getting everything in, it looks like you will get extended again. But there will be some resistance. It doesn't exactly resistance. I'm sorry, but I wish it did. I wish it would be like this and this, and this is going to happen here, so you need to do... I wish it was like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are giving me good news, unless I'm misunderstanding. I think you're saying I am going to be extended.
No. For what I'm seeing right now, the way your cards are laying, there is a lot of... what is the word? It's like... the person that you're having to deal with is upset and not trying to deal with you, reluctantly extending you. You're having to go through a lot of unwarranted malice towards you because of the way that you're not healing properly, even though this doctor should understand geriatric, older person care, you know, being an older lady. We don't really, as we get older, we lose some of the things that we need to keep us healthy. So choosing a doctor that actually cares about us and gives a shit is very hard these days, and I'm so very sorry about that. But the next doctor is going to be in pain. Make sure everything's in order. You will get your extension. Stay strong, and just don't let it get you down.
Okay, and you expressed that perfectly. Unwarranted malice is what I'm experiencing from my current doctor. In late January, she'll approve me through close to the beginning of April. So I really know that it's going to take me probably through October of 2021 to really get well enough. So will the new doctor every few months continue to approve me through October
2021? It looks like you'll be triumphant in the future, but it is something you're going to have to work for. You do have the Knight of Pentacles,
okay,
and it is upside down. So essentially, normally, that's a good place to be. But again, it's upside down. Plan carefully in whatever you hope to achieve right now, because don't assume everything will work out just as expected. But don't be afraid to ask for help. There is a triumphant end to the road, but it is going to be a bumpy road. It is going to be a fight, and you're going to have to fight for yourself.
Okay, and I know how to do that. I
just lost you, ma'am. Ugh, apologies, that's terrible. I don't know what happened. You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party. Apologies, we lost our last parent.
Yes, hey, how are you today?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New York. I had a conversation with you. Hi. I like your show, by the way.
Thank you.
And I definitely will. You're welcome. I will have to do a private reading with you. I did a reading with you online, over the phone about a month or two ago, and you gave
mm-hmm.
me some sage advice, which was actually correct, okay? It was pertaining
okay.
to my love life. But you gave me, you did a good read. But I have a question.
And
yes, I mean, because I'm intuitive myself, so I pick up the energy of other people, but you laid everything on the line and told me to go with the last guy. When I choose the right person, choose the last
mm-hmm.
one, because there was fun around him. So definitely I like, and I like him more than I like the other one. So
awesome.
Yeah. So my question is this, in regards to new employment, I would love to start looking for a new job, but I'm just trying to see, I'm not sure because I pick up energy around different jobs, but I want to go to a right fit. I keep seeing the energy of it's a corporation, but if I find this job, it'll be with a man and a lady, and I don't mind working with them. I think I like that company. But my goal is, when should I start looking for this new job?
When should you start looking for the new job? All righty. So what I'm going to do is I'm cleansing these cards right now, because we had that last Karen asked a ton of questions, which is fine. So we just got to shake things up real quick, clean these. And I'm sorry, ma'am, I lost you. If you're listening still, I hope everything works out with her. I hate when that happens. It's raining like crazy over here.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, reading the last one was so funny.
I did not expect people to be lined up. I was 4 minutes late getting on, too. No, Matilda, you stay in here with Mommy. No, you stay here. I don't know why you're trying to leave right now. All righty. When should we start looking for the new job?
Because I have something legal in November, and I was thinking waiting after that, or
I was just about to tell
that.
You that you have a lot going on right now. You do have the Tower and Strength as your main foundation. Now, you do have the Fool, and I'm going to warn you, there's a Two of Cups upside down in your future. Okay, so right now, we've got the Nine of Swords, so we're thinking, we're putting on our mental hats here, we're tossing around ideas and worries and things such like that. So the Scarecrow is basically taking Robin's head in this card, and he's wrapping his hands around it, so he's causing much anxiety. That's what the Nine of Swords is about. So right now, it may not exactly be true anxiety, but you're getting ready to start trying to start something new, which is why in the future you do have the Fool. Now you have the King of Wands as well on top of that. Now the King of Wands, he has both fire, air, water, and earth beneath him. but he is a man of action. The more self-assured you are, the better things will go. Everybody's playing to win it. So be prepared for competition. Fight the need to have the final word. That's what this is about. Now we're going to throw another card on top of that one so we can get a full on temperance. So right now it is a good time to wait until after. Now, your foundation here, you have the Tower. I'm using my DC Comics tarot. So the Joker, which I think the Tower should not be the Joker, in my opinion. I think it should have been someone else. They made Lex Luthor the devil. But you don't have the devil today. You have the Tower and strength. So everybody wants to be admired when it comes to this. And others are embellishing the truth. Now, but what's necessary, real and real, will prevail. Illusions will be shattered and enemies will be revealed. Don't be upset. Do not turn out as planned. Try to compromise to see others' points of views. You got strength with that. Now, what's about to happen is turning your life upside down in a way. It's changing everything that you think is going on. So right now, this is a foundation. This is happening. This is something you cannot control. Right now, your love, your strength, it conquers all. But avoid pettiness and prejudice. Try to be the peacemaker. Okay, thank you. Weigh all sides of every situation. Don't be so set in your way. And don't miss the big picture by focusing on details. Stubbornness right now is your challenge. At the moment. So don't rush. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get everything in order first. Get done what you need to get done because this is happening. It will turn upside down if you let it. Now,
I'm not.
What you have above you is the Eight of Swords, yet we are still having this mental sort of anguish and torture going on. But on top of that, you got the Page of Wands. So when we get to our eight, gossip is in the air. Be easygoing when you encounter opposition from stubborn people. Postpone the ultimatums. Don't accept everything as fact. Update your resume and think about current and financial needs. Lucky it's not reversed right now. So we have our Page of Wands. Now, usually this represents a person or a way that we are acting at this moment. But our page is about tact and diplomacy, that it will bring the best results. People right now are in a generous mood, so don't hesitate to ask for assistance and get matters off your chest. But be careful.
Okay.
Those around you enjoy gossip, and they want to hear, so that way they can feel better about themselves. I threw a card on top of those two. You have a reverse empress, so shit is going down. Now with you, your empress, she speaks. Right now, if you're feeling inferior of your intellect, education, or communication skills, stop it. Don't let your fears be exaggerated for you to where you're reluctant to take action. Problems with your mother and other intimate women are imminent. And that could also be because we got retrograde going on in Libra, which right now is going to show us who everyone around us is. So things can go well with some, things can go bad with some, and it means that we're going to be cutting out people. So your final, and the Two of Cups, it's upside down, it worries me. Now, I know we have this gentleman that you did choose that you do like. We have the Moon. Okay.
He's where I'm moving to. He's the location. I'm moving, like, where I'm moving to, that's where he will be. So that's not an issue.
All right, so we have the Fool. You're full. Your whole arcana starts over again, and you have the world out here. You have the world, the moon, the fool, and a reverse two of cups, which kind of worries me a little bit. Take things as they are. Matters are proceeding as planned. Do your part to settle outstanding disagreements. Kill others with kindness and let them suffer the consequences of their actions. It's a good time to build your investments or remodel your home. So paying attention to our environment and things around us to make, you know, our home better, it's a good time for that as well. But you have it next to two cups reversed. This is not, I don't like that. Okay. So right now, usually it talks about it's a good time to make peace and anyone recently did you wrong, yada, yada, and expect a happy surprise. But right now, it's telling you don't be insensitive and keep things light. Now is the time to make any, again, outstanding apologies, any outstanding agreements. Don't let anyone or anything else raise your blood pressure. Stay as calm with your temperance as possible in this time. People may be asking too much of you right now. And it's telling you you need to find constructive ways to relieve the tension in right now in your mind with everything going on. But the moon is telling you that somebody that is trying to be intimate with you or make you trust them is lying to you. So, people acting clannish and very emotional, not to join the crowd. Read between the lines. Your intuition is very, very strong right now, but you're still likely to be deceived. I hate this card. Not a time to start anything new.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have patience.
But I'm not going to let
update
it happen. Uh-huh.
You do, for your final card, you have the world. So you just, like, literally went around and then made it.
Yes, you're right. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's what I see. The thing is, being that I'm intuitive, I told myself that I would have to go around everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right now, the last part is telling you, look both sides of every situation and surround yourself with those who truly love you. Refuse to get shaken when others try to undermine your confidence and strength and abilities. Rewards and paybacks are just around the corner. Not give anything up for anyone. Hold off on your relationship endeavors. Not a good time to start an intimacy line with someone at this time. Because the dark side of the moon is here. The light always brings out what happens in the dark. Not a good time to start new, but update that resume and get prepared. Do not get into relationship yet. Finish what you are doing right now first before moving on to the next thing. Beware of people and gossip. Do not lose cool. Do not walk into it.
You know what? You get it. So I am right. Yes. I'm the kind of person, like, before I wouldn't say anything, but now We're in a different zone. We're in a different world. You know,
yes.
Where women actually speak out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was picking up some, for example, one of these jobs that if I happen to get, I keep seeing the energy of a male coming around. And it's like, I mean, I don't want you to lose your job, but I have to tell someone to let them know to back off. So that's what you're probably picking up as well. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to go right to the, I'm going to have to let them know to tell them to back him off. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to have to do a private reading, but I'm taking all of your advice because my goal was to focus on getting this new job, moving up, and then getting into, you know, a relationship later, not right now. I was giving myself at least a year.
Yeah, but I would be wary about him right now. I don't give him.
Okay, I'm going to report him.
Just keep him at arm's length. Do you let him do him? Do not get too involved until you know it's right. Because
exactly.
I don't trust him. I don't feel
I
like
don't
he's wholesome
yeah.
and real.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of tacky for you to approach a coworker and try to date them anyway. But I'll nip that in the butt head on.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Cindy.
Hi, lady. Okay.
One sec.
Thank you
so much. I accidentally hit my phone and let someone in for a sec. All right, ma'am. That is a tea for you. We got three more callers. If you want to write me, it's safe to write my email now. Zen.period, that's the tea at Gmail. That's all it is. Exactly how it sounds. zen.thatsthetea@gmail. Write me and I'll get back with you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great day. I'll see you soon. Oh, my goodness. We could do this. Oh, no. Don't shut down on me. Continue. Oh, no. I hate this phone right now. Okay. So, are you here with me? You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Just a general point. I don't have a specific question. Just anything that you pick up from spirit. My name is Patricia.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. We got 28 minutes left. Let's see if we can get all of you done. I'm sorry, guys. My daughter's pressing the microphone button. So whoever was getting on while the other person was talking, I apologize, guys. No, Maddie, don't do that. Do not do that. She's very into it. All right. Yeah, just wait. Shh. We got to give her the tea. All right. No ABCs right now. Everyone knows their ABCs.
Oh, that is so precious. Oh, that's so precious.
All right, for you. At this time, Two of Pentacles, Seven of Swords. All righty then. So, right now, at this moment in time, you have the Two of Pentacles and the Seven of Swords. So that means that there is some betrayal in the air. Right now, the Two of Pentacles is telling you to let go of something old in preparation for new opportunities. Keep your ears tuned to alternative business proposals. Brainstorm with peers, explore teamwork. But you have the Seven of Swords on top of that. So while you're doing that, you need to watch your back. And anyone around you right now that you feel may be taking advantage or lying to you. Making plans becomes problematic at this time. Friends may let you down. Don't rely too much on others. You can't lose what's not yours to begin with. Get everything in writing. Listen to that. That is telling you something.
Okay.
So, in the nearest future, we have the Ten of Pentacles and the Stars. So, even though we're going through this here soon, this will be in the next 2 weeks. But in the coming 10 weeks after that, you have now what looks to be, and it's the star is a good thing. Now, you have the Ten of Pentacles, so, you know, after getting through whatever trials and tribulations from those around you right now, it's going to come, everything's going to come to fruition at this point, because the Ten of Pentacles is about foundation, having everything in order. So the card of optimism and hope is the star. So you have a chance to start over with long-lasting situations. And beware of pride and aim for cooperation and innovation. We're going to throw another card on there because I feel like it needs more. Oh, yes. Five. So when it comes to this, emotions will be high. You will feel a little bit hurt, but you will heal. You have the Knight of Swords and the Knight of Cups. The Knight of Swords is someone that is like, he's not well in the mind, usually. It usually stands for, like, somebody that doesn't have agreement with you that's causing problems, but you're an understanding listener, and you know just what to say to please others. Right now, don't get too close to your associates that you have a hard time thinking for yourself, and rely on your own ability to solve problems. You can't always solve everyone else's at this time. So if there's anybody needing to be cut off, it's a good time to be doing that. You do have the Nine of Cups, so whatever is getting it ready to be cut out of your life, you're going to be better off. You're going to feel better, and it is a wish card. So wish something, whatever you have asked for that is tangible is coming to fruition. You have the Queen of Wands and the Seven of Cups. So the Queen of Wands is telling you, don't worry, you're still, you know, you're still the leader of your own world. You still have basically, what is the word I'm looking for, the authorities of your own life. Believe in yourself and don't be afraid to take the lead. Dealings with authority figures will go well, and answers will arrive when you talk things out with friends and lovers. This card usually talks about, you know, writing letters, making calls, send faxes. Punctuality really counts at this point, so it's a good time to try and do that. Let's throw another. You're going to try and leave again? Okay. So you do have the Seven of Cups. You do have justice on top of that. So the Seven of Cups is basically telling you not to worry. Something is ending for you now, and the way that you're going to feel emotionally is going to be at first hard, but you're going to feel better because you're going to feel like something has been lifted off your chest. And you do have the Justice. So basically things are going to go your way. It's going to feel not great emotionally, but no worries. The options are there for you to do something more for yourself and just cut all the other shit out of your life.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Definitely I am dealing with some things. And yes, there's something that I do want, you know, to rid my life of. So everything is resonating with me. And thank you so much. Thank you for the message.
You're welcome. I was asked to continue my tarot shows. I was going to stop doing them for a while, but I will be here as much as I can. I'm getting back in the groove of things. I, too, am going through a lot of stuff myself at home. So if you need to come on here and I'm here, do not hesitate to call me.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and that is the tea for you, ma'am, and I will see you again soon. Have a great day and be safe. You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, Tea Party, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Great, my name is Maddie.
Oh, my daughter's name
is
Maddie.
I'd just like for you to pull a card and see what message I have.
Alrighty, I'm flipping them for you right now.
Okay.
But the tea is. Alright, cards are doing things on their own. They're jumping out, so we're going to start there. Alright,
okay.
Let's see. Nine of Wands, Ten of Cups, Four of Cups, the Chariot, and the Page of Swords. All right. Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. Looks like we have a message here. First, at this time, you have the Three of Pentacles and the Nine of Wands. Now, good things usually do come in threes. Achievement in business is at hand, chiefly because you're willing to make yourself available to supervisors, but be careful not to buy others with gifts. This will only lead to resentment. That's what this card usually means.
Okay.
It says you're not of wands here. So, yeah, it's not a bad card to be at. Right now, speaks of fighting for and hold on to what you believe. Your projects are near completion. Relaxation is at hand. Your victory will soon arrive. Luck does come with to children with this card. So I've got the next set after that. You have the Knight of Pentacles and the Ten of Cups. So So when it comes to the foundation here and your emotion, we do have that 10 there. Your Knight of Pentacles. Now, when it comes to knights, I'm always weary about these things. Sometimes, well, you know, your other card did say that success was right around the corner. So when we add all these together, they seem to change. You've been questioning whether you'll ever have enough money to get the things that you want to need, and you rarely feel discouraged. But lately, you've been lacking confidence in the future. So success, again, is around the corner. But first, you must learn to budget time and money better. The Ten of Cups is a good place to be. So basically, at this moment, well, it is coming soon, within days to weeks, we will be going through this. You'll be feeling this, especially after this next rollover from the moon, and, you know, we've got a retrograde in Libra. Tender words and sympathy brings the best results, and speak from your heart. A sudden flirtation or love affair is likely, and food and drink become more appealing now, so try not to overdo it. And I have to tell you, you do have the Devil here, and you do have the Chariot. Lonely hearts attract monsters, so I bid you be careful here. Now, in the future, very close, imminent future, very fast, you have the Four of Cups and the Nine of Pentacles, which goes with your flirtation and things that will appear to you as feeling good at the time. But this, you will become bored with whatever comes to try and, you know, get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, soon, very near future, take a step back and look at matters from a different perspective. You might notice that your heart has been ruling your head. Share your thoughts and don't be selfish. Do your part to settle disagreements. That Nine of Pentacles. Right now, soon, telling you, look for opportunities to develop your creative potential and to prove what you can do, and start now. The time for paybacks and rewards is quickly approaching. You see how it said three times?
Yes, you did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it will only come if you strive for success, so you're going to have to rule with your head and not your heart. You have the
okay.
Devil and the Chariot. So we have a bond with something or someone who's not good for us. And you need to move on from that. Unhealthy habit. And it is a chain to you. The Chariot
mm-hmm.
tells you it's time to leave. It's time to move on from this chapter in your life. Success is around the corner, but you must close this door. The Devil is telling you that you are bonded to something or someone, something or someone, some situation here that is holding you to make your heart rule your head. So you need to drop that like a bad habit.
I think that's a family member.
This is going to happen because you're going to have to cut this person off here. Your Page of Swords and your Five of Swords. Now, this person is bipolar. They're not dependable. They may lie a little bit. They're immature in their way of thinking and thoughts and the way that they handle themselves. And you have the Five of Swords, so you're fighting this battle with this person, and they're fighting you at the same time. So I would just cut them off.
It's my daughter. It's my daughter.
Yes, it
Hello?
Explains that Page of Swords is an androgynous a character, and because they are immature in their mind and the way they handle themselves, definitely I do see that there's a lot of female presence here. You give, and try and help her a lot, but it looks like she's doing not good for herself.
Mind baggage.
Yeah. So it might be just time to let her deal with her own battles and just be as support as much as you could be while you're busy getting all of these other things done right now. You need
exactly.
to let your head rule and not your heart, but definitely, like, place her on the side. Let her know that you're there, but you need to let her deal with her own shit.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I had decided. Let her be zip it. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know.
I see a card jumped out here. You have the Three of Pentacles. So, you know, you're doing a lot here, and she's just, it's all take, take, take. No giving, no changing, no happening.
Thank you. That's very true. And I realize the more I just zip it, I'm more at peace.
Yep, it's time to take care of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and that's the tea for you, and I will be here actually the rest of the weekend because I don't work until Monday and Tuesday, so I'll be here if you need me.
Thank you. That was quite an enlightenment, and that's exactly what I decided to do because basically she moved in with me the end of May, June, I would say, and I don't get it, but I am going to have to step back and, like you say, stop trying to give her advice, whatever, and just take care of me and let her be. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. And I think I know I'll have more peace in my life.
Absolutely. Well, we got 14 minutes left. I got 3 more people to get to. Be safe.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
And
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. More
Hello?
People are lining. You're on That's the Tea. Where can I get you?
Yes, hi. I'm just wondering if you see me being able to make all the repairs I need to get done to my house.
All right. Let's see. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh. Okay, so already the reverse magician, you definitely have a lot of work ahead of you. So reversed, it's usually saying pay attention to the rules and think twice before acting, and don't close yourself off from the help and guidance of others. Beware of arrogance. Make friends, not enemies. So we're going to throw another card on top of that because when it's reversed, yes. Okay, so you have the world on top of that. So basically, I see that you're trying to get a lot of things done here. You have 10 of Wands, so there's a lot on top of you. There are a lot of things you're having to get done, repairs, as you said.
Yes.
The world is telling you it might be okay to ask a little bit for some help. Don't be too prideful. This is a lot going on for you at the time. Now, your High Priestess has something to say. Trust your intuition more than your reason and act more on feelings than on facts. So take your time to think about your options. Tackle difficulties with enthusiasm. These are opportunities right now to learn. To be a winner, don't withdraw. So basically in this situation, don't get discouraged. You're going to need to ask for a little bit of help if this is a time-sensitive situation. You have the Ace of Pentacles and the Seven of Swords. My goodness. Okay, so again, Ace of Pentacles, we've got, you know, this card heralds a good luck with new business, endeavors, acknowledgement for a job well done, and it's a great time to apply for new work or seek promotion, enjoy, you know, demands and life pleasures. But we are next to, and I'm throwing something else out here to make it clear, we do have a Seven of Swords and a Four of Cups. So, yeah, I know, isn't that crazy, Matilda? Seven of Cups. I mean, Four of Cups and Seven of Swords. My bad. Okay, so Four of Cups. Basically, emotionally, you've just had it at this time. Others around you may not be giving you the advice that you want or you may not be getting, you know, the answers that you had hoped for. You're just kind of like at this space emotionally in your emotional part. Don't take that cell phone. You're going to turn someone off. So basically, Four of Cups is basically about taking a step back and looking at matters from a different perspective, and you might notice, again, as the lady before us, your heart's ruling your head. So share your thoughts, don't be selfish. Basically, you can ask for help, it's okay, but if somebody, it feels like you have the Seven of Swords here, so it feels like there was some tension between you and maybe someone else in the middle of all this.
Okay.
So let's throw some more cards. And I got cards jumping out and just falling everywhere. So let's see what they have to say. All right.
Wow.
Okay, so the three cards that fell out was the Star, the Two of Swords, and the Queen of Wands. So, star, hope, it is the wish card. And you do have the Two of Swords. So having some duality at the same time, trying to make things happen, dealing with a bunch of situations at once, wanting to ask for help, maybe not getting it, and possibly feeling like you can do it more yourself rather than having to depend on others.
Okay.
But tensions are going to start to mellow at this time, and help is on the way. Slow down and relax. You're entering a leisurely phase, believe it or not. Make yourself available to others, but don't spread yourself too thin. That's what this card's about. So hope, the hope and wish card is telling you it's going to be okay. Just slow down a second. Help is on the way. So the thing that you need, it's going to happen. But the Queen of Wands is also speaking out here. She's got something to say to you. Believe in yourself and don't be afraid to take the lead. Dealings with authorities, again, figures, will go well at this time. So things will come clear and answers will arrive when you talk it out with friends and lovers. Right? Letters, make calls, that's what this is about. So for your final, you have a Lover's card. Might be telling you to slow down a little bit, make some amends, and you might want to talk some things out.
Okay.
All right. So your final card, which just popped into my hand, like hopped into my hand. Seriously, no joke. You have the Ten of Cups. So right now, it all seems very stressful. Slow down a little bit, have a conversation or two, and take some advice.
Okay.
But help is on the way. And Ten of Cups is telling you emotionally you're going to be reset again. You're going to calm down. Things are going to be feel better. And you're going to get things done that you need to get done. But ask for help a little bit and take that little bit of advice. Go have that conversation.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's the tea for you, ma'am. And do see me again. I will be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello?
The tea party.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. I just wanted to see if you saw a new job for me. I'm working now, but I'm looking for something better.
Let's have a look. See. Are you going to blow on the card? Blow on it. All right. Nine of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. No, don't do that. You're going to hang up on someone. All right. So, yes, cooing away. I will tell you. Some of these cards are upside down. I don't like that. All right, so if things are in reverse, then we need to pay attention to that. Right now it seems like you have the Devil at this moment, so it feels like it's an unending revolving circle of I'm stuck in this situation feeling type. Let's throw a card on top of that. You have the Four of Swords, and it is reversed. Right now is not a time of resting. You are in a state where you do need to try and move on from the position you're in at this moment. You do have the Nine of Pentacles in the future, accompanied by the Six of Cups. So that's telling you, start looking. It's a good time to try and get ourselves back to a happy moment in time. The Nine of Pentacles is a good spot to be.
I applied to some schools because I'm a bus monitor right now. Do you see, I mean, there's only certain ones that are open. It's the kind of work I want to do. Do you see anybody calling this week to interview? I am going on an interview Monday, and then I was waiting for more interviews.
Well, I'm going to tell you your Ace of Swords is reversed on this. So let's see on this right here. I'm receiving, because it's reversed, patience and perseverance right now. This is the time for some solo work in your dealings with others and not to distort facts. So it looks like you may get a call, and don't be upset if it doesn't turn out how you want, but be vigilant because something is coming up. It may not be this call, but there is rewards is coming in the future. You do have things coming up, but it may not be this week on this call. You have to make sure that when you do get this interview call, be sure of yourself, be confident you can do this. It is telling you you have duality here. So you've got a lot of different, you're juggling. You're having to juggle a lot of things. Nine of Cups was a little bit upside down. Now, we do want to listen to that that Nine of Cups there, because that's the wish card, you know, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be bad when it's upside down, but when it is, it's telling you to postpone your decision-making and weigh options. No one minces words now, and beware of arrogance. So you might have to deal with people who are not really wanting to deal with, you know, the actual hiring process, or there might be a little bit of, you'll feel like they're not talking to you in the sort of way that, like, professional manner. You're going to feel some, I want to call it malice, but it's not really, it's just more discontent, really, because of the way things are going in that line of work that you do. But your Page of Wands here for your final, and he's right side up. And this Page of Wands is telling you tact, diplomacy. People are in a generous mood, so don't hesitate to ask for assistance. So just throw all of your noodles on the walls and see what sticks. Get matters off your chest if you're having an issue with, like I said, there's going to be a little bit of, it kind of just feels like when you're getting your phone calls this week, you're not going to feel welcome in some of them.
I'm sorry. I was getting a phone call. The person kept calling. I'm listening to you. It's just you're saying this one on Monday that I have an interview. I might not get, but I might be getting other calls this week to interview.
Yes, and you're.
Then I have to make a decision.
Yes, you're going to have to make a decision, and also persevere. Don't feel upset because somebody's going to be on the phone with you. Not be happy about being on the phone with you, if that makes sense. They're not going to want to do their job that day. So don't get discouraged.
Well, I mean, I have some like daycare centers and other calling me. I don't want that. The next move has to be like a school, a good one for the rest of my life kind of deal. So what was I going to say? So I'm looking for like public schools to call me. Do you think that's going to happen this week?
Let's see. Public school calls.
Because it's a kind of a public school, the one I'm going on to Monday. I don't want to waste my time with other stuff.
All right. So when it comes to your school call, we got an Ace of Cups. So that's telling me, yes, this will be a phone call. It will be, it'll feel like it's going to go in the right direction. This cup is about half. I'm going to let you guys know. We're running out of time, so the rest of my callers, I will be back on tomorrow morning. So we'll be able to finish this reading, and then that'll be it because I don't think I can go over. Happiness is arriving soon. It's going to take some effort on your part. Right now, a lot of people are very emotional in this industry of which you are trying to stay in. It's telling you to postpone, like, debates. Let's throw another card on this here. Okay. So this is something that you do feel passionate about, I feel. It is something that you do want to do. You want to find that rest of your life job. Your Eight of Wands is telling you here that there's a lot of options coming up, so you are going to have to make the right decision, but don't be hasty. Don't be too quick on the decision because you're Four of Pentacles. Now, usually this is about a selfish person, somebody that doesn't really want to work with others or you, but it is telling you right now, for you, this is telling you to manage your money with firm ethics and respect those in power, but do not accept intimidation. Your ideas are rich but still need development. So even though this is what you want to get into, have some have something to go back to on the side. But there is a lot.
Well, I really don't want to. I'm going to be 60. I want to retire in 7 years at 67. I just want to get one job. I mean, I do everything. I'm single. I got to go. My son's only 19, so I need a little help here. I went on a date. Hopefully this will work out too. I have good vibes. I even want to get married.
Woo! He got a lot. Oh, by the way, one of your cards says there's news. Good news arriving soon, especially in the love section. But right now, you've got your other endeavors in the way.
No, not really. I went on a date last night. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I mean, I can date and job hunt too at the same time. I'm not 80, you know, and I don't have like 10 kids. My kid's older, so my most effort is the guy and then job, you know, because I don't want to be alone at 70.
Okay. You got a high priestess here. I had some more cards jump out while we were speaking. So your Knight of Pentacles is telling you good things are coming around the corner. For you, this Knight of Pentacles is not some crazy person interrupting your life. For you, this is money arriving. You're getting your goals set. Your High Priestess is telling you trust your intuition. Take time to think about your options. Tackle difficulties with enthusiasm. These are opportunities to learn. You are the winner here.
Okay, sounds great. So I'm going to pray that a school district will call me. I wasn't going to go on the one on Monday, though. I was thinking because it's hard to get into that one. The kids are kind of rough. So I was kind of just, you know, not going to waste my time maybe and then just wait for a school district to call me this week. That's a good one.
Yes, yes. You're going to have many, many options calling you. So it's just make the right for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's maybe some part-time ones, but I really don't want to do that. I need full-time.
Yeah, full-time is, I'm having the same issue. I had to go back to being a chef, and I got 13 an hour, which is amazing, but I'm getting like 12 hours to 17 hours a week, so I feel you on that. I need a full-time job.
I mean, I'm working now, but it's not worth it, what I'm doing. Oh, God, run around, stress. Whew.
I feel you on that. Well, I will be here this weekend. If you need me, I'll be here.
All right.
So we're out of time. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. I'll call again.
Absolutely. Thank you. You guys, there are four more people lined up. I do not think that it'll let me go any over anymore. We are out of time, and I apologize for that. I was really late. The first lady, man, she really had a lot of questions, which is fine. But there was a lot of, sometimes it really does take a lot of cards to get it going. So I apologize for that. If you guys want to call me back in the morning, I will be on. It is, what day is it today? It's Saturday. So Sunday I will be on 10 a.m. So if you want to call me back tomorrow, we can get your tea red. So that is the tea for today. Thank you for listening. I apologize for those who did not get to come on. This does not happen often. I just can't believe everybody was lined up. Thank you so much for coming, and I will see you again in the morning. I promise I'll have everything written, all ready to go, and I will be up early. Thank you, guys, and I apologize again. Wear your mask, wash your hands, don't go nowhere if you don't got to, and goddammit, vote like your fucking life depends on it.